Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Big news in Galway this weekend. On Sunday, Kenny's Bookshop, one of the most famous bookshops in the world, celebrates 80 years in business. Family-run shop has welcomed some huge names over the years, everyone from Roald Dahl to Seamus Heaney. And I'm joined now by two generations of the Kenny family. Tom is on the line. How are you doing, Tom?
Very well, Ray. Thank you.
Thanks for taking our call. And son, Tomás. How are you doing, Tomás?
Hi, Ray. How's it going?
Good. Tom, I go to you first. So was it your parents who set up the bookshop?
It was indeed, yeah. My mother came from Mohill, County Leitrim, to college in the 30s, and she met my father on her first day in Galway, and that was that.
And what year was that?
That was in about 1936.
Okay.
So they fell in love, they got married, they decided they didn't want to leave the country. The war was on anyway, so there were no prospects here or elsewhere, no jobs, no money. They had certainly no money. So they had this idea of opening a bookshop, which on reflection seems like an act of madness at the time. But they were young, in love, they were bulletproof really, and they weren't afraid of hard work. And that's how they started.
Yeah.
80 years ago on Sunday.
Wow. They got a loan of £100.
They did, yeah. And they got they were given quite a lot of books by their friends and relations. And that's how they stocked the shop. And that's how they started life. And it was only a very small room. There was another room, a little larger, behind. And that was their living quarters. That's where I was born, in fact. And eventually they moved out to Salt Hill. They got a house there. And they extended into the back room. And
uh-huh.
That was the first extension, if you like. of the shop.
What's your first memory of the shop, Tom?
Oh, my earliest memories would be, I would say I was about 4 or 5, and my father would go back into town coming up to Christmas, anything to, you know, make another shilling or two.
Yeah.
And he used to bring me with him for company. I used to sit by the fire, but it was a bit like heaven because he was getting in all of the Christmas annuals, the Beano and the Dandy
uh-huh.
and the Eagle and so on.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of like heaven, to
yeah.
be honest, for me. and then we'd finish the evening by going down to Hickey's chip shop and having a bag of chips each.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure, God,
that was memorable. It's those little things, isn't it? The bag of chips.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And like, none of us were kind of pushed into the business. It was like osmosis. We were all slowly but gradually attracted in.
Yeah.
It's hard to say when I started work in the shop because I was probably about 12 or 13. I would come in after school. I would, like the rest of the family coming after me, we would do the messages, go to the bank, go to the post office, go to the framer, whatever, sweep the floor, package books, that kind of thing.
And
slowly but surely, we became infected, I suppose.
And employed.
Oh, yeah, well, that came eventually.
Tomás, so how did it happen with you? Was there ever another career on the horizon for you?
No, not really. I started working in the shop. I was pouring wine at exhibitions a little bit after I could walk, you know.
Right.
And every summer and Christmas I was in there. And then finally after school, I started full time. And yeah, it was great, you know, because I mean, I got to work with my granny for almost 10 years, you know, on a full time basis, which not too many people get to say. And it was really it's been a wonderful career so far. And, you know, thankfully we're all still here doing it.
Like it's such a part of Galway, and I know it's moved out of the centre, out to a bigger premises. But what do you reckon the secret is? It's more than just that it's a family run business. There's something else about Kenny's Bookshop. What do you think it is, Tomás?
I think the biggest thing that I've been brought up with in terms of the bookshop has been we've always changed. You know, so we in the 70s. My father's generation all went to the States, which was madness at the time in a lot of ways, you know, and this, it cost another mortgage to go over there when they didn't really have it at all. And they went looking for business in the States, and we became the supplier to the Library of Congress, for example, for Ireland then, which allowed us into a whole load of other avenues. And then in the 90s, in very, very early, we set up the website in 1994, you know, well, like 2 years before Amazon got going. So, and similarly, even this year, with obviously the pandemic has forced a huge shift in the way every industry, but books, no less. You know, so we've changed this year as well. So it's been the constant. I think we've been, I won't say always ahead of the curve or anything, but certainly we've never been afraid to change and to embrace new opportunities.
And you never rested on your laurels. Just say to me, the Library of Congress, so you're the supplier. What does that mean? That every book that's published in Ireland, you supply that to the Library of Congress? Is that it? No?
Yeah, basically, yeah. My grandfather went over there in the 70s, and he happened to be in New York, as it happens, and we got a letter to the shop in High Street saying the Library of Congress were looking for a supplier for Ireland, and I think they sent it around to an awful lot of different people in the country, and as he happened to be in New York by chance, so my father rang him, got him luckily in his hotel at the time, and he hopped on a train to DC and was in there. Office the next morning, and they thought he'd just flown over on set. So they were very, very, very impressed altogether. And we got the contract, yeah, and we still have it now, 41 years later.
Wow.
And it's a wonderful honour, to be honest, to be the supplier for them. And that certainly opened up, you know, we supply Harvard, Notre Dame, Stanford, Boston College, an awful lot of the kind of the bigger universities over there now, and a huge amount of it was on the back of that initial contract.
And Tomás, famous people who've come into Kenny's over the years. I mentioned Roald Dahl and Seamus Heaney.
Yeah, there's been a parade of them, you know, and it's there's something about a bookshop. It's a cultural institution, so it tends to bring in people from all walks of the arts, you know. So we've had an awful lot of actors and people like Gabriel Byrne, whose autobiography has just come out and is absolutely fantastic, you know.
Walking with Ghosts, yeah.
Yeah, superb. And he was in there. But certainly for me, the big people were the authors that I admired personally. So when I was a child and Roald Dahl came in, I mean, very little could compete with that, to be honest, you know.
So Tom Senior, like, was Brendan Behan in the shop?
He was, several times. The problem with Brendan was that he didn't drive, so he always came to Galway by train or by bus, which meant he got off at the station. But unfortunately, between us and the station was the Old Malt pub, which was a very Republican pub. So by the time he got to us, he was always muggle-yore. He was swaying, and he would say to my mother, there's only two places in Galway I can't pass, and that's the Old Malt pub and Kenny's Boo shop. And my mother would say, please, Brendan, please, will you come to us first the next time? But he never did. But even if he was drunk, half drunk, whatever, the moment he went to the bookshelf, you knew there was real almost here. The way he handled books was like they were a newborn infant. There was just this wonderful respect for the book, irrespective of what he was holding. Yeah. So it was wonderful to have him, really, I suppose.
And Edna O'Brien.
Yes, Edna first appeared as a very young lady, really. She came into my mother, spent several hours in the shop this day, but left without, you know, not much chat or anything. But she came back the following day and spent a few hours again, and then arrived at the counter to my mother with a pile of books. So my mother said, oh, this is a wonderful, oh, very interesting pile. Yes, well, she said, I'm hoping, I'm kind of training to be a writer. And that's when my mother found out who she was. And so there was always this wonderful rapport between my mother and Edna, and as indeed there was, between my mother and so many other writers down through the years. Yeah. Like you say, Seamus Heaney. Yeah. Seamus called my mother the Madonna of the Manuscripts. And that was a title.
Isn't that a lovely title?
That stuck. Well, it certainly stuck to her, yeah. But he was quite right. She had an encyclopedic knowledge of Irish literature and Irish writers, be they in Irish or in English. And she had that. She had this outstanding memory. It was quite wonderful. She had a little once book, and if you came in and you said you were looking for the first book Edna O'Brien ever wrote, and she didn't have it, but she would write it into her book. And very often, years and years later, you would get a call. And
we,
if you're still interested in the book, I have it. And even though you might have got it in the meantime, you invariably took it anyway. But it was that kind of level of service and interest in our customer and in satisfying the needs and wants of the customer.
How are you celebrating this weekend, Tomás? What's the deal?
By working very hard. We're fortunate at the moment that it's extraordinarily busy, you know. It's Black Friday today, and,
yes,
and we have a number of deals in the site, and they're like, it's, to say a topping now is would be an understatement. It's almost hard to keep up. So
okay,
we'll all be here from dawn till dusk.
Yeah. How is the page My Life doing, our book?
It is absolutely flying. It is. Yeah, it's fantastic to see. Yeah. It was really great. The pre-orders in advance were huge, you know, bigger than any other title we had this year.
Oh,
and still motoring along. Great.
Yeah, no, it's highly recommended from here. I'm not just saying that because we're involved, but it's just a very special book because you can dip into it and there's so much variety in it. You know?
It's a lovely book. It really is. And I mean, the stories are terrific outside of anything else. But you're right. It's a beautiful book and it's well produced and everything. I mean, it's a lovely gift.
Yeah. I shouldn't have even brought that up. Listen, happy birthday.
Well, that's our interest, is selling books.
Yes. Happy birthday, Kenny's Bookshop in Galway. Enjoy the weekend, even though it's busy. And thanks for taking time out to talk
to us. Thank you kindly.
Thanks to Moss. From August.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.